Well, the Dow is up. We've got green at the opening bell this morning. It's now time for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And, Pavlos, yesterday the Dow was down about 110 points, but on Friday it was up over 300 points, and the NASDAQ is now positive for the year. These gains came after unemployment rate hit a record 14.7%, largest since the Great Depression. These are the worst unemployment numbers since then. So why did the market, why was it up so much on Friday? What's the deal here with the misery?
Dude, the market likes misery, right, Bob?
Yeah.
The estimates out there for unemployment, it may spike up to 20% later this summer. But, Bob, you know, I always like that Seinfeld sitcom, George Costanza. He always does the opposite. And, of course, he expects good things to come out. That's kind of a contrarian approach I've taken for 34 years, my clients and their money. Again, we see many people invest with their emotions and not with the facts.
Ah, yes, the FOMO syndrome, the fear of missing out. Now, these investors have seen this latest stock market rally from the sidelines and now want to jump in. Could that be a trap?
Only if you let your emotions control your investing decisions. Just look at the recent toilet paper and hand sanitizer craze. Now the stores are up in eyeballs with it. Again, look for the undervalued, the underappreciated investments. Tune out the media frenzy and don't buy into the investments that Wall Street is promoting.
Well, for the folks who haven't jumped in and are waiting for the second wave of coronavirus, what should they do?
Well, if anybody wants to go to our website, they can go to myfinancialsense.com and see what happened to the pandemic in 1918. You're right, Bob. There was a second wave. But think about being strategic. The traditional set it and leave it 60-40 stock to bond mix that's promoted by Wall Street hasn't been working this year. Again, if you look at things that have been going up, gold stocks, short-term corporate bonds, healthcare, semiconductors, technology, the FANG stocks, all those classes are benefiting for the trillions of dollars that the government is printing.
Well, so you're saying a bullseye investing approach will be key in this recovery, benefiting your investment returns.
Yeah, you got to look at it, you know, as a target and not just blast everything out. Again, companies that adapt to this new paradigm shift will not only survive, but they'll thrive. Again, the key to looking for those companies are ones that are right under our noses, the things that we use and the companies that we go see right now, the businesses that are open. Again, allocating your portfolio to those pinpoint pockets of growth that we're seeing now.
Well, that sounds difficult and time-consuming. How can our listeners implement this strategy?
I don't know, Bob. We all got time, right? We're just sitting around watching
That's
Netflix,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
We got plenty of time. But a lot of people that don't want to do the research can choose a proven manager, one that's seen these seismic shifts in the economy. Again, these shifts are huge, and we've seen this big drop. Again, there are many opportunities out there for this pandemic crisis, and a new economy will emerge. So avoid the charlatans out there. Find an experienced manager to guide you through these turbulent times and not the cookie-cutter index manager with mediocre returns.
All right, you have your Zoom event coming up for clients tomorrow, and you're going to be featuring a manager who's seen a lot since the last depression. Now, how can our listeners be involved in that and also reach out to you and your team this week?
Well, just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can sign up, or just go to the Pavlos app, again, MyFinancialSense. Or you can reach us the old-fashioned way, Bob, 828-4068. Again, 828-4068. And you sign up for our webinar. It's going to be at 2 p.m. tomorrow. And this Saturday, May 16th, I'll be on with Jeffrey Candelaria there at KAKOB, the best radio station in the world, right? From 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, I'll talk about the first quarter update, and I'll talk about what's going to happen and what to expect this summer. And, of course, Bob, if you want to know what the stock market is going to do, just watch gas prices. Lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, fill up before it gets Memorial Day.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Pavlos Panagopoulos with us here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB.